I'd just like to start by saying thank you very much for everybody who's come out today. It takes courage to show your face in this debate. I know some of you have made quite long journeys to be here. I also want to thank the WRN to Standing for Women, Sex Not Gender NI, Radicaline, and the network of independent women who do activism in Northern Ireland and across the country for coming here today. Alright, so here goes. I'm a lesbian who lives with gender dysphoria. I'm here to talk about women's spaces and lesbian spaces and what their loss means for women like me. By the age of 10, I heard the word gay. People in the 80s and 90s were still mentioning homosexuality like it was a disease. I heard it called sinful and disgusting. And if peers thought you were gay at school, you got talked about and you got bullied. I knew that I didn't feel like my friends did about boys back then. But I also couldn't imagine a future with a woman. I couldn't imagine the kind of woman I wanted would want me back. I couldn't imagine my own children or a home. I was ashamed and I was confused. And to make it worse, I felt stuck in this girl's body. So I made a decision. I might be a girl, but I was going to be a strong one. I took part in all the sports. I cycled and I lifted weights. I wish there was somebody, even just one person back then, who could have explained to me what a lesbian was. I needed somebody who understood to tell me it was okay to be who I am. I needed women in my life who love other women. I wish there had been lesbian spaces for me to find, but there were none. I was alone, carrying a secret, and that made me vulnerable. The young women today looking for lesbian spaces on this island are plunged back into the same position I was 20 years ago. If I had arrived at that travesty of a lesbian conference in Cork on Friday to meet men and males claiming to be lesbians, I would have thought to myself, if that's a lesbian, then I'm no lesbian. I would have denied my own existence. I would have become more lonely, more lost, and more confused. Young women seeking lesbian spaces are often vulnerable. Many of these women are lonely, isolated by shame, desperate for love and understanding. They need space to be held for them and ground to stand on. They need a safe place to land. They need the company of women and of other lesbians. They need to work out that being a lesbian is a beautiful thing with a proud history, and they need the safety of women-only spaces to do that. In 2022, these young women find single-sex spaces have vanished. There is not one single inclusively lesbian space left on this entire island. If women want to go to lesbian spaces, we have to take a plane or a boat, or we have to make our own. In the supposedly lesbian spaces that do exist, males make keynote speeches and sit among the audience. If women say they're same sex attracted, not same gender attracted, they're kicked out of those spaces and shunned. It's an absolute disaster for the lesbian community. Honestly, sometimes I feel hopeless. Sometimes I feel like giving this fight up. There's so much fighting to be done, and sometimes it feels like everything that was built for women and lesbians is coming crashing down. So many institutions are captured. We're having conversations in this country behind closed doors with politicians and community leaders, but it feels like a mountain to climb, and it echoes the whispers behind closed doors and the shame of my past. Meanwhile, I've had to sit in my own garden with my wife and ask, what if they come for us? I've bought security cameras and put them outside my own house. I've had to write my wedding invitations to keep the time, the place, and the date secret. I've had to explain to my children why the police want to arrest my wife, as my 9-year-old had answered the door to policemen. And months on from that, I still don't know whether my wife will be dragged through the courts for tweets about child protection. Let me say that again. About child protection. So even my home doesn't feel like a safe space it once did. And make no mistake, the other side want to reach into every area of our lives. They want to control what we think, what we do, and what we say. They want access to our children, to indoctrinate them, without our say-so, via the internet, at schools, and wherever else they can. They want power, and control, and access. And they want to demonize anyone who challenges them. What do I want? I want what everyone else wants. I want to live my life, raise my children, go to work, and run my businesses. I want to spend time with my family. I want to turn wood on my lathe. I want to see my wife happy and joyous and peaceful. And I want to do my best to make her feel that way. But instead, here she is, and here I am, in a fight we didn't ask for. But we're in it now. I can't stop men like the one who's come after my wife. I can't stop the police from referring my wife to the prosecution service every time someone feels threatened by her tweets about child protection. I can't stop the other side sending disgusting, pornographic messages, threatening messages, insulting messages to my wife on the daily. I just have to live with them insulting me and telling me I'm really a self-hating wannabe man and I should transition already. So here we are, and I will fight. But who are we fighting? I've heard a lot about people on the other side of this debate arguing that they're left-wing. They say that in the best of left-wing tradition, they're fighting for the poor, the marginalised, the socially excluded, the dispossessed. Well, I call bullshit. The people I'm fighting for are the young lesbians looking to find their place in the world, who go to lesbian conferences and find men, and Google lesbian fashion only to find breast binders and links to gender clinics. I'm fighting for the women in Limerick prison, the very definition of marginalised, excluded, dispossessed, and who are housed with males. I'm fighting for the hard-working, disciplined sportswomen who are having their places at meets, on podiums, and events stolen by mediocre males. I'm fighting for abused women in rape and domestic violence shelters who need a space away from men. I'm fighting maybe most of all for the girls who want to jump in the mud and hit things with sticks and climb the world and fight the boys on their own terms. Girls like I was. I'm fighting for boys who want to draw and collect teddies. The boys with great big hearts and great big eyes and great big feelings who cry at sad music and love going shopping and pressing wildflowers and making the very best listeners in this world. Those children don't need to be told that they are the opposite sex to the one they were born. They need to be told that they're amazing and wonderful just the way they are. Yes! They need to be told that there aren't girl things and boy things, and that there's a place for them in the world. Maybe most of all, that there are people in the world who will love them just how they are. The kind of radical self-acceptance I'm trying to foster in my own children is a lesson that's taken me, personally, a lifetime to learn. The space I learned it in was, in the end, my wife's arms. And now I've found it. I've found my voice. I've found my strength. I'm here, being what I need, and doing my best to build, again, what's been lost. Thank you very much for coming here.